The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Russia says it will nuke America in a preemptive strike. That's right. America seems to be poking. And Russia keeps saying, if you keep poking us, basically, that they're going to nuke us. At first, when I saw this, I thought that they were saying they were going to nuke us just for sending the F-16s if we do that. But that was a misunderstanding, thanks to the wonderful people at the New American that helped me to understand that's not exactly what was said. But Medvedev isn't saying just for the F-16s, but he is saying if Americans somehow send nukes, or I'm sure through the European Union nukes, and maybe they're worried that they would attach that to an F-16. If that were to happen, they would have to do a preemptive strike, knowing that there are nukes there ready. Regardless of it, the overall gist here is that Russia is telling us to our face that they're going to nuke us. And I find it fascinating how the American people don't think there's any chance that it could happen. And I compare it to things in history, and Americans freaked out about nuclear war way more when there was way less chance of it happening. But it really feels like the American people, they just don't think it's possible. Think of the contrast between during the Cuban Missile Crisis. If you're too young, and it was before I was born, but look it up and look how the American people and how much they talked about it, how much it was in the news and how worried they were. And we are far closer to being struck by nuclear weapons now ever than then. Some would argue, oh no, we were close then. I don't think we were nearly as close as we are now. You did not have Russia openly saying, we're going to nuke you. During the Cuban missile crisis, they were just worried that the nuclear missiles were moving to Cuba, so they were so close, it'd be easy for them to strike us. That's all. Now we actually have our enemies saying they're going to nuke us. You also have them doing war moves and posturing for war, including China posturing for war. Physically showing that they're preparing for war. Physically, our intelligence agencies can look and say, yeah, they're preparing for war. And yet still the American people yawn and say, oh, never going to happen. Look, Russia is being poked and poked by the Biden administration. And do you not understand there is a breaking point? I told you this is what's going to happen. The globalists who control the Biden administration are having the Biden administration poke. And at some point, even though Putin is hesitant because he's afraid of retaliation, there will be a point where Putin says, all right, that's it. He will snap. He already feels justified. He just gave a speech talking about the immorality of America, pushing the transgender movements and homosexuality movements and how awful it is. And he even said in a speech, I'm not lying, it's amazing that he said it, that this stuff is really a communist tactic. And he's saying it happened in Russia and the Bolsheviks and that whole movement. And he says what's happening in America is what happened then in Russia. Basically saying what we're saying. Communists are controlling America. Communists are pushing these agendas. And you have Vladimir Putin giving a speech saying that's exactly the communist playbook, which is quite amazing. My point is if Vladimir Putin is at the mental state of America deserves to be blown up for its atrocities on the world of what it is pushing immorally. The immorals that America pushes. Putin feels justified that he's the good guy. Do you understand that? And he can justify it by saying, look at the immorals. And so even though Putin is a dictator, he feels he's morally higher than America's government. And I would say he's right. When it comes to morals, what you would say is like biblical morals, our government is atrocious. It's the worst in the world in pushing immorality. That's all it does is push immorality. It gives people the freedom to sin, and that's it. Have the freedom to sin. We'll take all your rights away and freedoms away, but if you want to sin, we're all for that. And that's the Democrat Party platform. Vote for us because we'll let you sin as much as you want. We'll take all your freedoms away in every other area. But if you want to sin, we justify your sin. The Democrat Party. That's it. That's how they get people to vote for them. They get sinners to feel good about their sin, and they validate their sin and say their sin is wonderful, and they'll protect their sin. Hey, come to us, vote for us. We'll protect you and your sin. And so that's how they get people to vote for them. So you have Russia really saying they're going to blow us up. But if you don't believe me, look, this should be all over front page news. The very fact that this was said, but it's not because nobody believes that this is a real threat. When this is probably the biggest threat yet. We are super close by what I'm hearing from Medvedev. But this comes from a Brighteon broadcast, the Health Rangers report, Mike Adams. Take a listen.
Now, let's talk about provocations, because that's where this is headed next. And this is the massive, massive danger that we now face. Biden saying he's going to supply F-16s, right? And some F-16s, in case you didn't know, some F-16s can carry nuclear weapons. Which means that if America or any other country provides F-16s, or at least a certain variant of F-16s, they can carry nuclear weapons, and then Russia would be subject to being nuked by the F-16s. So in response to that possibility, a former Russian president, Medvedev, he said that Russia would have to launch a preemptive nuclear strike against the West if F-16s show up in Ukraine, okay? So this actually showed up in the UK Daily Mail. Here's the headline. Russia will launch a preemptive nuclear strike if the West provides Ukraine with nukes. Moscow warns. And provides them with nukes via F-16s, by the way. Dmitry Medvedev says West underestimate Putin's willingness to bring about Armageddon. And he says that the Ukrainian war could last for decades. Well, I guess that means we're going to have to send more office supplies, according to Business Insider. But all pathetic jokes aside, Dmitry Medvedev said the West is failing to grasp Putin's willingness to bring about nuclear Armageddon. He warned that the war has escalated further, with Ukraine receiving warplanes such as U.S. F-16s and maybe even nuclear weapons. He says, quote, there are some irreversible rules of war. If it comes to deliveries of nuclear weapons to Ukraine, a preemptive strike will have to be carried out.
Notice that they're saying a preemptive strike. What that means is Russia could strike tomorrow if they wanted to. And Russia, when you look at world history, is already justified. I don't want to say that. I've been against what the Biden administration has done, but the Biden administration has given Russia every justification to attack us. The Biden administration clearly blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. That's a declaration of war and attack on Russia, their infrastructure, and Germany. In fact, Germany has the right to declare war on America for us blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. You realize that. I'm not saying Germany's going to do that. I'm just saying they actually have the right to do that too. We struck first. It's amazing. And then you add on, everybody knows every problem Russia has had in Ukraine is due to America, America's equipment, and America being there helping the Ukrainians and jamming Russian signals and helping to target Russian commanders. We know this. There have been American soldiers on the ground in Ukraine. Another act of war. They have every right to attack us right now. They don't even need the F-16. They've already said that they might nuke us over what has already happened. But they haven't. Therefore, the Biden administration and the globalists are like, dang it. They still haven't done it. What's it going to take? That's the way it feels. It feels like that to me as I'm watching it. But I know what it really is. These people are completely blinded by God. I have warned people for years that our judgment was coming. When Russia was not even considered our enemy, I was telling people that Russia will be the one who blows us up. When I said this, let's say in 2010, people thought I was insane. What are you talking about? Russia's not even our enemy. People thought, you're crazy. And I said, no, what's going to happen is Russia is going to attack us. I use biblical prophecy. I can't go deep into it. But the point is because of biblical prophecy, I have always believed that Russia and Iran and then another group of nations in a coalition with Russia and Iran, but those will be the two ones, most likely China sitting behind the scenes. But China will be behind the scenes, will be the ones who surprise attack. And that's what they're talking about, a preemptive strike, meaning it will be a surprise attack. There will be no warning. And I think that means that America would not have any response. It's not like War Games, the movie, where you're going to see the missiles coming and you know they've been launched from Russia. If Russia were to do a surprise attack, they would most likely use submarines and the missiles would come out of the ocean and you couldn't guarantee which country hit you, not immediately. It's not like you can immediately fire back. On top of, they have hypersonic missiles that will get there in a matter of seconds. Even if you had a warning, a nuclear missile is incoming, boom, it already hit right when you finally tried to throw that warning out. It won't give you any time. This is all within the easy capability of Russia. Russia is not an army designed to march with its soldiers like it's World War II and to capture nations. They can't do that. They couldn't. Look how hard it is for them struggling Ukraine using that type of military strategy. And then you're supposed to worry that they're going to try to take over all of Europe. No way. They know they couldn't do that. What they could do is blow up all of Europe. They can do that. Because they have built their military to be a nuclear power. They did not look at themselves and say, we're China with all these people. Russia is a small country population-wise. So to protect themselves, they said, we'll make it so that we're the country that could annihilate everyone with nuclear weapons. That's what we'll do with our military. And they are the best of the best in that area. They are not the best of the best in other areas of military combat. Not at all. But it doesn't matter. All they need to be is the best of the best in nuclear weapons. That's all they need. Especially for America. That's all they need. Now, then you have China sitting behind the scenes that I believe is wanting to orchestrate this along with the globalists. They want America out of the way, and eventually they want Russia out of the way. If there's mutual destruction, they're very cool with that. Putin's a dictator and won't go along with one world government. They want him gone. America, its citizens won't go along with a one world government and its constitution won't allow it. So they need America gone. So the globalists want America gone and Russia gone. And that's why you're seeing the globalists having their puppet, Joe Biden, be a moron and go to his own destruction. These people are going to their own destruction. And then China sits back behind the scenes and they think once a nuclear war breaks out, and then America doesn't do anything, then we'll come in and invade and take all the farmland because we need their farmland. China would not sit there and let the farmland go by. They have to have it or else they can't feed their people. They import 50% of their food, folks. So understand, if we get attacked, China will soon follow, probably a few months. They would sit back and wait and then follow to take the farmland. Or maybe they would do it right away. I don't know. They could sit back. What I'm saying is for the carnage and for the pestilence and for the famine that would occur if major cities in America were struck by nuclear weapons. Take a listen to Jack Posobiec talk about China. Also, what they can do to us in a kinetic war.
And I know you know China better than anybody. What is your thoughts and how bad it will be if we actually get into a kinetic war, sir?
Getting into a kinetic war with China would be one of the most, I think, bloody and disastrous for the United States, for particularly, of course, my beloved United States Navy. You look at some of the issues the United States Navy's had over the past couple of years, particularly in the Seventh Fleet, which is the fleet that would bear the brunt of any military operations. That's the fleet that's forward deployed to Yokosuka, Japan, where I worked out of, where I served out of many times, as well as serving out of stations in Guam and other parts of the East Asia theater in the Pacific. So when we look at the situation there, what the PLA is doing, the People's Liberation Army and Navy, they are tightening the noose around Taiwan militarily, not only in terms of their ability to build up their own forces. And I talked a little bit about the hypersonic glide vehicles, these hypersonic missiles that would have the ability to take out a U.S. carrier group that we are essentially unable to defend against. By the way, if you want to piggyback off of Ukraine, we just saw a Russian hypersonic missile. And even though Raytheon doesn't like to hear it, a Russian hypersonic missile, a Kinzhal, just took out a U.S. Patriot battery. This is supposed to be our best anti-air defense system, and a Russian hypersonic missile just took it out a couple of weeks ago. So you better believe that even though they're not talking about it publicly, the war planners over at the Pentagon are freaking out.
Hold on. They're freaking out because they're looking at Russia when it pushes its tanks and stuff, and they're like, oh, look at they're nothing compared to armed forces. But when Russia deploys its missile technology, which is far superior than America's technology, all of a sudden they're not laughing. All of a sudden they realize, holy crap, Russia really is way ahead of us in missile technology. Holy crap, their missiles go way faster than ours. Oh my gosh, our missile defense systems can't shoot those missiles down. They're too fast. Oh my gosh, they just proved it in the Ukraine. Will that make news? No. They want to just go along and not worry about it. The surprise attack could happen at any moment, but you're not supposed to worry about it because you're supposed to believe it can never happen. I think God has spiritually blinded the American people. He has spiritually blinded our leaders. Our judgment is coming. And how our judgment is coming is exactly how I believe the Bible has always said, that the kingdom of the north, which is Russia, and Persia, which is Iran, will attack America in a surprise attack and destroy it. And then there will be an invasion later on. And I think that's China invading. And that's to take the land. I think then something happens where that fails. And I think supernatural stuff, and you're going into the tribulation and all of this, if this occurs. And so then supernatural things occur, and who knows what will happen after that. The point is, this can very easily happen. It's in the news. When I used to say these things, I sounded like a crazy man. Now, everything that I have said years ago is right in front of your face in the news. It just, the trigger hasn't been pulled yet. That's all. We're only waiting for Putin to say, I'm doing it today. That's all you're waiting for. That's it. That's all it takes. And that's the end of America. And you know your leaders, they want to go to their own destruction. They are blind. This is one of the most stupid statements ever made by a congressman or senator, Lindsey Graham. Take a listen to what happened here.
Well, the coddling of Vladimir Zelensky in Ukraine by the U.S. media and our corrupt politicians continues to just get more disgusting, even with Hollywood losers going over there and glad handing Zelensky, who really, if you look at this, has been probably the worst leader in the history of Ukraine. Has there ever been more bloodshed and suffering and destruction in Ukraine? More so than during Zelensky's time as president? It's actually disgusting, the people supporting this. It's actually disgusting, the people claiming there's been any victories for Ukraine in this. It's sick. But this might be maybe the most disgusting thing you've ever heard said about it from a U.S. politician. It's Lindsey Graham. This man is truly disgusting. This man is deranged. Sounds like a psycho killer here in clip 12.
Free or die.
Free or die.
Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
It's the best money we've ever spent. Thank you so much.
No, it's...
And now the Russians are dying. It's the best money we've ever spent.
Yeah, and then he goes on and really lays into Lindsey Graham, and deservedly so. Folks, Russia is saying that they're willing to nuke us. And your senator representing America in Ukraine, as if Putin isn't going to see that. Lindsey Graham is happy that Russians are dying. We don't want the Russian people to die. The Russian people are innocent. The Ukrainian people are innocent. The American people are somewhat innocent. The American people are so morally depraved. I can't say they're completely innocent, but I would say the Russian people and the Ukrainian people are even more innocent than the American people. But the American people are innocent too. It's our governments. It's our governments that are causing all of this. And I don't want to see any of these people to die. But I do want the governments, the people that are in the governments, to pay the price. But they're going to. I would think that after Lindsey Graham said that, I think Vladimir Putin's got Lindsey Graham's house targeted. Lindsey Graham is sitting there laughing like nothing could ever happen. Lindsey Graham, Vladimir Putin could blow up your house, specifically your house, and hit it perfectly. He has that ability. You moron. Let alone, if he pulls the trigger that he's going to attack America, which they keep threatening, you're a moron, Lindsey. You just made yourself a guarantee that your house isn't going to exist for sure. Oh, well, I can't do anything about it. All I can do is tell you guys, get right with God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. No one knows when Jesus will return. No one knows how long America could go on for 10 years before this happens. It could go on for one day. I don't know, but I do believe it's coming. The timing, you never know. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
They say I'm part of a global plan. I don't think so. It's too hot. It's too cold. You know what? The weather changes.
Here's the news, Dad.
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days.
Ditch the fake news and always get the truth. Go to thenewamerican.com.